When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals, they're at Doral Hyundai. Let's get to Thursday Night Football last night as the Broncos lost to the Chargers 34-27. Now the Dolphins are up against elimination this week. One more loss the rest of the season, and they're out. And even again, it's kind of a long shot. I need a lot of teams to lose. The Colts definitely got to lose, unless everybody else loses. But, you know, first they got to win all their games, which is already a big task. Who the hell knows?
What is more likely? Colts losing two or the Dolphins winning two?
Well, they can't lose. They can't lose even one. They got to win all three.
Just in general.
Colts losing two. Well, they only got to lose one. The Colts have the same record as the Dolphins.
Okay.
So they got to lose one out of three.
I think Dolphins can win out.
Yes, I do believe that, even though we've said that last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't say that. We knew they were going to lose to the Texans. We talked about it. I mean, Texans, Houston, Texans.
Yeah.
History.
I'm not sure how to feel this way. I mean, I know that San Francisco is very banged up, but I also, you know, I don't know how much, I don't know really how good the Dolphins are right now. Like, their line is in tatters. They're probably going to bench Eichenberg this week. Thank God.
For who?
Probably, I would say they're probably, they're going to start. They got an undrafted rookie, Andrew Meyer, who they haven't played yet.
Right.
So they could go with him. They could put Rob Jones over at right and then put Wynn at left. But Eichenberg sucks, dude. I mean, like, he said I guess he was asked by reporters yesterday about if he is going to get benched. He goes, I'm not even sure right now. Obviously, the last game didn't go as planned, neither of the last 4 years. There are certain things I can control, and obviously I didn't play well enough. They want me to be out there. I'll be out there. If not, it is what it is. I'll just keep working. Eichenberg right now, this is from the Miami Herald, among the 75 qualifying guards.
I don't even know.
He ranks 70th. 70th.
Still might be our best lineman available.
70th.
Still might be our best lineman available.
Chris Greer laughed in our face.
Yeah.
He has a guy who's 70.
Here's the deal.
70.
Like, all that's fine, and like, we could keep going to that. But the fact of the matter is, you are where you are now. Just deal with it, right? My question is if they kept putting Eichenberg out there, and here's how I think. Everybody in that building wants to win. Eichenberg is their best option. So if it's gotten to the point where they're going to put somebody else in there, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they never really thought that guy was better than Eichenberg. Otherwise, he would have been there a long time ago, unless he's returning from injury.
Well, Wynn is returning from injury. Wynn kind of, I think he was active 2 weeks ago is when he got back from his quad. So he was returning from injury.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, it, like when people say, oh, why is that guy out there? He's out there because of all the options that they could put out there. That's the best option. Doesn't mean it's great.
Dude, I'm telling you right.
I have a hard time believing that there's any organization or coach or GM or whatever that say, we know this guy's better, but we're going to put the other guy out there.
Guys get more chances because of their draft status all the time.
But you can still justify that guy being better. I don't know of an organization that will put a guy out there or not put a guy out there that firmly believes he's better than the other guy.
Yeah, we saw Storm Duck, undrafted, play above Cam Smith second round for a long time.
And guess what?
Cam was mostly
got questions about Cam.
But Cam was mostly banged up though. Like Cam came out of camp with a bad hamstring injury. Then he had a shoulder injury. So like there are qualifiers there as well. Like he did.
And again, I said that.
In the long run, you think Cam Smith's going to be better than Storm Duck?
Nope,
not at all. Care about injury, don't care about nothing. Storm Duck's a better player.
There's the old, we're going to hold him a couple of more weeks to make sure he's healthy bit, right? Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that. That means that we're not going to embarrass you by starting an undrafted rookie ahead of you. That's what that means. Now, I don't know that to be the case. But I'm saying there's verbiage that can be used to make you think what they want you to think. Now, the Eichenberg thing, I've always said this, right? As much as you say Eichenberg sucks.
He does.
He's your best available.
And that's fine. Right. And so my whole question, my whole issue with this the whole time has not been about Eichenberg. It has been about the fact that you dismissed the need to have an offensive line.
I'm not
a
quality
offensive line.
Are you talking about the front office?
The Dolphins. I'm talking about the Dolphins, not you.
It's ego. It's ego. It's Chris Greer's ego. Okay, he very clearly came into this season with an element of hubris that I have put together the offensive line. That's why he told everybody, I'm laughing at your concerns. When everybody has watched this guy, he's tried to stuff him down our throats for the last 4 years, putting him at five different positions. He sucked at every one of them. The season went down the drain last year. You want to know when the season went down the drain last year? When we tried putting him at center. They tried to put his ass at center, and then all of a sudden, the whole line's getting pushed back. This year, what happens? Oh, the team can't run anymore? Shocking. Eichenberg, worst lineman in the league. Do you know how bad it is? 75 linemen, he's 70th, and he's never been thought of. No one's thought to bench him. Nobody.
You know why? Because the guy playing behind him might be 84th.
Get out of here, dude. Right?
Tobin. Yeah, I mean, Tobin, please understand this when I tell you. Stop acting like every player that sucks on your team, there's a better one on the bench.
Come on, dude.
There's not a better guy. That's why he's playing so much.
You never know unless you try.
Did you watch Jackson Carman? Did you watch Jackson Carman last game?
Don't think like that.
Where would the Heat be?
Just throw people in there.
Where would the Heat be if they kept with that logic with Terry Rozier? You never would have found Drew Smith.
They knew Drew Smith. They had Drew Smith before Terry Rozier.
Well, they did have him before him, but he didn't get his chance until he got his chance.
Look, I unfortunately
basketball's different.
I unfortunately watched
basketball,
Jackson Carman.
You can get blown out, you could throw somebody in there, right, and see some shine. Football doesn't operate like that.
It does,
especially
but Leroy,
at that position.
Okay, but why? Like I guess that's my question. Can I just say the linebacker lost his job, the running back lost his job, receivers have lost their job. Why is the lineman any different?
Because offensive line, believe it or not, they work on continuity more than any other group on the field.
Is a continuity of awful.
No. All right, I give. Like, it is what it is. I'm trying to explain to you why it is, but for some reason, you logically can't accept that. If he's the best you have, that's who plays. The problem is that he's the best you have.
I'll accept that, and I'll take my lickings on Monday if the Dolphins continue to get blown up. If you get, hold on, hear me out. I will take my lickings on Monday if the Dolphins continue to get blown up inside, if he's benched. However, no.
Gotten to the point where he's so bad that now your theory makes sense.
My theory's been the theory since he's been drafted.
Okay. All right. Okay.
My theory's all been right. The theory.
Okay.
I don't want to. I'm not some Johnny come lately. Eichenberg sucks. No, but I'm the just, president.
But you do realize that the sentiment of the guys who actually make those decisions weren't the same as yours 2 years ago.
But their sentiment is stupid. Their sentiment okay. was, this is their
then
sentiment.
Why aren't you coaching?
This is, oh, come on, dude. Why do you act like everybody who makes football decisions makes smart decisions? We've been making fun of the Giants all year for letting let go of Saquon Barkley for the same thing.
But Tobin, the only reason why I said this is
this is a weird reason. Thing for you. This is a weird mountain for you to be on. I don't understand it.
Listen to me.
I really don't. Second. I have, and none of it makes sense.
Understand this. I'm not saying that the decision to have Eichenberg in the game is good, a good option. But I'm saying that based on what they have on the roster, that's the best option.
Understood. Here's the thing, though. This is how they've treated him his entire career, Leroy. Eichenberg, can you be a left tackle? No, he sucks there. All right, let's try him at right tackle. Does he good there? Nah. Left guard? Sucks there. Maybe he can snap. Nope. Let's try him at right guard. Nah, sucks there too. Like they've tried your method because they've thought, there's something there, maybe. And they've tried to put a square peg into a round hole his whole career.
Because they haven't had five healthy linemen since he's been here. That's why that's played out that way. Not because he's good enough to play. He's the only option. See, contrary to popular belief, coaches and GMs don't like winging it. Right? You just want to wing it. Just try somebody else. That is the one group on a football team that works strictly off mostly continuity. And the fact that you had so many players hurt the last 2 or 3 years, you've had guys in and out, it's made it impossible to do. And guess what? You end up with Eichenberg playing three positions.
Yeah, and he's gotten that, and he hasn't had that excuse this year. He's played the same position all year. Still terrible.
Because somebody was hurt.
No, Leroy, that was his starting job from the get-go in training camp. He has been the right guard all year, hasn't been moved, and he's been among the worst in the league every single week. Yes. This was his last stop on the train. Yeah. His contract is up. I hope he's never a Miami Dolphin again, and I'm sure wherever he goes, he's going to become a three-time Pro Bowler.
All that is great and perfect, but you want to make decisions without fully understanding that they might not have a better option, which leads us back to the point I've been making all year, is that how can you not in the NFL put a premium on offense and defensive linemen first? All the successful teams in the NFL have done that. So I'm annoyed that we got to even have this conversation, because the conversation we should be having is, why hasn't this team put more of a premium on offense and defensive line?
But dude,
all the other good teams have done.
Fine. But the thing is, like, you know, with this guy in particular, he legitimately, by metrics, by eye test, by all of it, could not do worse. They had a guy last week start at right tackle who had never played tackle, and he played better than Eichenberg. Not much better, but he played better.
Not much. If you put the qualifier out there and saying not much better, then you shouldn't have too many questions why your team struggled with two of the best pass rushers in the league. Right? Yeah. Right? It's this offensive line situation for the last 2 years. I won't even say 2 years, because when Hunt was here, they could run the crap out of the ball. They really could. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the fact that there's certain positions on this team that they have treated like, oh, we can just go find another one. And now they're finding out that that's not the case.
Maybe we should make like Woody Johnson and just look at Madden ratings. See that story?
Well, guess what?
Hmm?
even with Madden ratings, Madden don't rate linemen.
They don't.
All they rate is the skill position. So technically, that's how the Dolphins are doing it.
They don't rate linemen?
No, there's no names. All it is the skill positions.
I don't think that's true. I think they rate everything in Madden.
Really? Really?
I don't play video games, so I don't know.
Nobody said, I'm going to get the Philadelphia Eagles because Kelsey is rated 95.
Dave South is saying they definitely rate linemen. I think they rate everybody, dude.
Okay. So who's using Madden ratings to build the team?
Woody Johnson turned down Jerry Jeudy, who's having his best season, and he turned him down because his kids told him his Madden rating wasn't high enough.
You know what? It's here's the deal. As a fan, when you get mad at the players and you get mad at some of the play you see on Sunday, and then you hear a story like this, what do you think as a fan? I'm curious. I'm literally curious to think that when you see an owner didn't want a player because of his Madden rating, what do you think?
I had this. I had Jeffrey Loria as the owner of the Marlins. Now I have a broker, Jeffrey Loria, but a less crazy one. But Jeffrey Loria did this stuff all the time.
Right. That's how we ended up with an $80 million pitcher who never pitched.
Or we ended up with the GM as the manager.
Oh, my goodness.
Who told us the wins are like the donuts. You like them so much, you want to keep eating them.
Yeah, they didn't eat many. They starved that year. Starved. What happened? No donuts? No wins.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Leroy, you have a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
We had that terrible few days of weather. It has since cooled off. I'm guessing that the winds are now coming a little bit out of the north with that nice cool air. Not that windy. 5, maybe 10 miles an hour tops. Winds are coming out of the northwest. And I would say it's about 75 degrees.
Damn. This man is a machine. Very impressive. Very impressive. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours, get offers on select models, but only for a limited time. Now through January 2nd, make it a December to remember. Game Day Uncensored pregame gets going noon on Sunday. Myself, Solana, Dan Day. And Dan Day has your post-game action as the Dolphins get ready for the 49ers. Tyreek Hill, Leroy, he spoke to the media yesterday and was clarifying of his time for me to go coach tweet. Would you like to hear what the cheetah had to say?
Sure.
Here was Tyreek Hill in the locker room yesterday.
Bro, y'all know what's crazy, bro. I just be like looking at stuff and then like I just tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, grammar, like, I be needing some grammar corrections and everything else. But what I meant was, like, when I say it's time for me to go coach, meaning that, like, when you see guys like Teddy Bridgewater, when you see guys like Michael Vick getting these head coaching jobs, it's like, bro, like, I want to be a coach also when I'm done playing, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I meant by it. I ain't meant by, like, I want to get traded or I want to leave Miami. Like, I'm in a great situation here. Like, I love the guys here. I love this organization. They obviously changed me and my family's life, you know what I'm saying, forever. So I'm in a great spot, man. I'm happy. I wish we were playing better ball, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like when I tweet something, it's not always about football. It's about, you know, seeing these other guys, you know, succeed in other areas like Deion Sanders and stuff like that. So I would just shoot my shot, really, at Michael Vick. Like, hey, it's time for me to go coach with Vick, maybe. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I don't think he's going to go on Vic's staff. I have a feeling I don't think he's. That would be crazy.
Yeah, but again,
early retirement for Tyreek Hill to go coach.
But again, maybe he saw something with the with Michael Vick, and then he shot that off. Mm-hmm. So time for me to go coach, right? Like, not thinking like you fall for it, dude.
Stop. Okay, again, I didn't fall for anything. I legitimately did not think Tyreek Hill was requesting a trade on Twitter. What I said was, and I would like everybody to keep up, there's a time and place. He knows that the fan base is on edge, and we'll get to some of his response to that. And if he did think that, and he knew that his tweet, Leroy, which got 8 million views, was being debated, and the coach is answering questions about it, and the quarterback is answering questions about it, he could have said, I was just talking about Vic, baby. He could have said that.
It fester a little bit because it was the perfect tweet about nothing that got that much of a response.
Right. But that's where he should have, like, maybe I should step in here.
That's what trolling is, though. Right?
He shouldn't be trolling him this week, though.
Can I ask you a question?
TNP!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When is a person who trolls ever aware of time and place? Like, you are being ridiculous to even suggest that somebody who trolls people should know time and place.
He needs to know time and place. He needs to know time and place.
Do you?
Of course.
Do you troll?
I think I do. I think I'm very aware of TNP. This was Tyreek asked if he was surprised that the tweet blew up.
So you're surprised at how it blew up?
I'm really surprised. Because I had my grandmother call me. I'm like, you're not even on Twitter. Like, how are you getting this information? She's like, all these people are sending it to me. And I'm like, bro, like, you have nothing to worry about, bro. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. You know what I'm saying? We just had our baby girl, so.
All right. Well, look, I'm glad that he's got his baby girl. I'm glad that he's happy at home. And I'm glad that grandma, but when grandma lets you know, perhaps it's time. Man, my grandma's calling me thinking that I want to leave. If your grandmother thinks you want to leave the Dolphins, or people are telling grandma they think you want to leave the Dolphins, shouldn't you then just be like clarifying? But instead, what did he do? He put the little devil horns on Twitter. It's like, got you guys right where I want you. He just wanted to be a rascal for a day. And I just, again, go back to, that's not the time or place for that.
Stolby Rip says it perfectly. Of course they are aware of time and place. They pick the most inappropriate time to troll, to do it, and get what you're looking for. Right.
Here was one more from Tyreek. This was him asking if he understands the fans being upset that he was trolling.
I get it, man. Look, I get it, man. Like, I want to win. We want to win just as bad as everybody else. Like, we out here busting our tail, you know what I'm saying, each and every, you know, day. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to get over the hump, man. So, at the end of the day, I'm going to be me. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to have a good time. That's just my personality, you know. But because I feel like I can't, you know, dwell or be mad, because at the end of the day, I got to go home to my wife and my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be able to switch hats. So when I'm at home, I'm in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? I'm around my family. But obviously, we all wish things were different. You know, we should have won games. We should have did this.
Yeah, but you didn't. Like, Tyreek, when you were sitting there, and Leroy and I were hosting your charity event, right? And it was, what a lovely thing you were doing for your foundation. When the auctioneer stepped up there and he started giving an acceptance speech to his father and crying, was that the time for that? He could be a good son all the time. He could be a good son all the time and love his father.
Not while we talk about a trip to Africa.
No, it's not the time and place. Nor is it after losing, going out there and having the game that you and Tua just had.
Taken? Getting your lunch money taken?
No.
Getting Debo. Hey.
I can be Listen, I can be forgiving. I just need 150 this week. Let's go.
It's amazing. I think the thing that catches me off guard with this whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that catches me totally off guard with all this is a troll telling another troll time and place.
I think that's who's more equipped to tell it than me.
Yeah, but if you tell it at an appropriate time, then it's not really trolling.
Wrong. Not if you do it right.
All right, I got you.
We'll take a break.
What would have been the proper time to put that tweet out there?
Off season. Even a couple weeks in. Couple weeks into the off season. All right, it's settled down. Totally fine. Like, I'm good for an off season troll. Right when everybody's at their most vulnerable. I mean, we're hurting, baby.
Jimmy doesn't care.
Jimmy, we're not at our most vulnerable right now. Jimmy knows that. That's why he didn't do it. See, you know where Jimmy would have done it if it was wrong, if he would have done it at Media Day? Then Jimmy would have known we're at our most vulnerable. Right? Just got bounced in the first round. Pat Riley told you to shut up. If Jimmy Butler would have shown up with whatever, I don't know.
He would have. We got delayed, so he couldn't.
Sure he did.
Oh, all right.
Sure he did.
All right.
You're adorable.
Okay. Like, you make all these situations and circumstances fit what you have to say. Is it possible that he really was delayed?
No.
You don't believe that because if he wasn't delayed, he would have trolled.
That's right.
Right. But that's
I think he would have trolled no matter what if he was going to troll. I think he said that he was delayed. So that's why he had the out. I'm lying. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, like, I don't even know what's the point. Like, you have the answers for all of the reasons why people do things, even if they tell you.
I try to have the answers.
If somebody tells you exactly why they did something, then you immediately, nope, that's not why.
If I feel like I got to take something at face value, I'll take it at face value. If I feel like I got to investigate a little bit more, I'll investigate a little bit more.
When is the... You ain't got a lot of these people.
No, they do.
Anything that anybody has ever said, if it didn't fit what Toba was thinking, then you call BS on it.
No, it's not true. I'll take it.
It is true. Oh, dude. Yeah, that's what he meant. Yeah, he said what he meant. You, come on. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. If it don't fit the Tobin definition of what just occurred, then, no, he just said that.
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm really not.
What?
When it calls for it, I'll investigate. But I don't like to do that.
See right here? See, this is a perfect example of time and place. Right? Because as the Twitchers have said, dude been trolling Leroy for 8 years, and he still hasn't figured out time or place. Your whole job with trolling me is to get my head to explode. And right before it's going to explode, do you back down? No, you throw a pinch of pepper into it to make it explode. Right? So do you really understand time and place?
Oh, yeah, dude. Take a break. Take a my fancy is next.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. We'll get to that, go over the Week 16 NFL slate. We got Heat tickets to give away as well. Heat host the Nets on Monday, December 23rd, and we got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to that. So keep on listening to the show. We'll give those away. Heat back in action tonight against OKC. I'll be boots on the ground for that one. We got a 6:45 tip from the Kaseya Center. And Panthers also on the ice tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues. And we'll check that out as well. Weird NBA night as well. The Bulls beat the Celtics. Joe Mazzulla wanted to kill the referee. Like, he looked like he wanted to throw some of his jiu-jitsu on the guy. He was furious with the official after that. I was like, what is going on here? This is wild. This is a crazy thing. Did you see him go nuts, Dan Day?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was crazy. I love when guys go wild in the NBA or in any sport. But I also saw the Blazers. Did they beat the Nuggets last night?
The Blazers beat the Nuggets yesterday. It was a weird night in the NBA.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what, it was funny. A lot of the teams that are in this Jimmy Butler sweepstakes lost. And so now you're like, oh, now the thing will be, do they need to go pull in for Jimmy Butler to be all right? The Suns lose yesterday. Yeah, you know, we'll see. I'm sure that stuff's not going anywhere. We'll get into some Heat next hour as well. There's been some fun Tyler Hero stuff we got to get to as well. All-star voting is up. Terry Rozier may have given the best case for Tyler Hero making the all-star team. We'll give you that as well. But first, let's find out what Leroy wants to watch. Leroy will throw some college in here tonight. The CFP gets underway. College football playoff first round. Indiana takes on Notre Dame at 8 o'clock. Notre Dame is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy.
Oh, it dropped. Was over 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
My fancy does is tickled.
The whole season, we considered Ohio State to be with the Oregons and the Georgias and, you know, the elite teams in the country. And Indiana just kind of moseyed along and got, you know, and moved up without playing anybody. So I think Indiana's a good team. I think Ohio State's a good team. I don't think Ohio State's anything can happen in this game. If I were putting chili peppers on it, I wouldn't touch it.
Saturday at noon, SMU visits Penn State. Penn State's an 8.5-point favorite at home in Happy Valley. Leroy, take your fancy?
Yeah, I think the only way SMU has a chance is if it's a shootout.
My fancy is tickled.
If you make it a shootout and you don't get big boyed, you know, meaning that they just put those big offensive linemen in front of your little guys and run it down your throat, then you got a chance. But if this should look like when J.J. McCarthy threw 4 passes, if you're Penn State,
and
you got to be, happy with just big boying them. But guys get cocky, they want to sling it, and that's how you give SMU a chance.
At 4 o'clock, Clemson visits Texas. Texas is a 12-point favorite. Take your fancy?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Texas is really good. They've had some bumps in the road. I think people are discrediting Clemson because they're playing the ACC. But, like, 3 years ago, Clemson was the cream of the crop. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out. Klubnik is not bad. He's had some moments to where he looks really good. They have talent, but it's hard to look at him seriously because they have 3 losses.
At 8 o'clock, you've been mentioned in this game, so I feel like I know the answer.
Yep. But
Tennessee visits Ohio State, who is a 7.5-point favorite over the Volunteers. Take their fancy?
No, because here's why.
Why?
Christmas party.
What?
Yes.
You can't have it on in the background?
My neighbors. No, not
you
mine.
You can't have it on in the background?
Oh, they, like, you know, sometimes people have Christmas parties and it's about the damn people.
What? What? Who has parties like that?
You know, my neighbors. They're always over.
I don't like that.
Yes, it's even themed.
I don't like that.
I'm like,
what theme are we working with? Well, hold up. What theme we got?
Gold. You got to wear something gold.
Oh,
I got a little more gold shirt with some linens.
They love a theme.
I do love a theme, though.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Not me. Like, listen.
No.
I go to your party, because I like you. I enjoy your company. Don't then try to dress me.
Right? You don't have to go with the theme, but it's nice to go and see things.
I'm married. My wife is also friends with them. Where do you think I got the gold shirt from?
You're right.
I didn't go out and buy it.
Not your choice.
Why is the theme?
Right.
I do all types of crazy stuff. It's not my choice.
All right. 1 o'clock Saturday. We got NFL action. The Texans take on the Chiefs. Chiefs, 3.5-point favorites. Looks like Mahomes is going to be good to go. Ticket your fancy?
Yeah, I like it.
My
the final
fancy
score
is
will be
tickled.
20-14, something like that. They'll find a way to win at the end. The game will be tied. Patrick Mahomes will go down the field and score. I have never watched a team from week to week and watched them play three quarters and go, they're going to get their ass kicked this week. And then, nope.
Houdini.
Right. So, like, yeah, I'm just – until otherwise, I'm penciling in Kansas City into the Super Bowl. I just am.
It's a fair point.
Like, well, until
who's going to argue with that?
Until somebody shows me – and the only team – right, think about this. Everybody's talking about what Buffalo can do, but here's the kicker. When Kansas City plays Buffalo, they're going to score 40 points. And then we're going to be like, what?
It's going to be some kind of whatever right. football magic they have.
Right.
There's one team that can beat them, but they're probably not going to make the playoffs. So Kansas City's okay. Cincinnati. Cincinnati's the only team.
Well, they can't stop a nosebleed. Right? They throw for 400 and give up 500.
Also on Saturday, 4:30.
It sucks that they're doing NFL right in the middle of the college playoff, right?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
NFL doesn't care.
Well, here's the rule. Here's the rule. There's a rule. There's certain days that are blacked out for college. But once the championship weekend, then NFL can play on Saturday. And so this was all done probably way before that. And I'm more than sure in the future, like, you'll start seeing more games on Thursday and Friday with college because they don't want to compete with the NFL.
No way. Anyway, 4:30, the Steelers visit the Ravens. Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite at home, Leroy.
So much.
Take your fancy.
So much good football. Like Steelers, Ravens, that's heavyweight championship level football. Like, I'm going to take Mike Tomlin and almost a touchdown every time.
Yeah, man.
And I'm going to win most of the time. I might not win this one, but I'm going to win most of the time. Now, that being said, you know, this is only the second time Lamar Jackson has played Baltimore at home. Something this weird with the schedule.
It's the only second time he's played Pittsburgh at home?
Pittsburgh at home, yeah.
That is weird.
It's weird.
He just always gets hurt when they're home?
I don't know. I don't know why. I heard that on TV.
At 1 o'clock, the New York Giants visit But, all right, Atlanta Falcons, Michael Bennett Jr. debut?
Nope.
Fair enough.
They could put Boo Boo the Fool at quarterback. Nope. They could put Swole Santa Claus.
They're fighting for the division.
Not the Giants.
But the Falcons are.
Nope.
All right. Fair enough.
And there's way too much football.
Anytime you're around Dan Day, you guys gang up against Atlanta.
No. No, what, you asking me if
I wonder what it's
an
like
Atlanta
in the Kirk. What's it like in the Kirk Cousins house nowadays?
You asking me to watch an Atlanta game when I know they're gonna win?
You're not a little curious?
How about giving the rookie a nice soft landing?
Yeah.
Hey, come on into the NFL. Your first game is gonna be with the Giants.
The Detroit Lions visit the Chicago Bears at 1 o'clock. Detroit's a 7-point favorite at home. Ticket your fancy.
Yeah, that game's gonna be closer than people think.
My
though.
Fancy Chicago, is tickled.
Chicago, Detroit. Like, I know Chicago's terrible, But there's just certain games that just play out a certain way. I think that's one of them.
The Cleveland Browns visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincy is a 9-point favorite at home. Take your fancy.
No, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch it because I'm gonna be there next week.
Oh.
But holy smokes, we got DTR at quarterback.
Yep.
I don't see. Here's the two options. The Browns. You want to talk about bad options? Like as far as Eichenberg. You got one quarterback who will sling and throw it down the field and push the ball down the field, but to anybody. And then you have a young quarterback who's not going to throw it more than 5 yards down the field, but he might not turn the ball over. That's not good options.
1 o'clock, two teams that beat the Dolphins, the Tennessee Titans visit the Indianapolis Colts. No. Indy's a 3.5-point favorite. Take your fancy?
No.
Huge implications of the playoffs. No. All right, fair enough.
You're asking me to watch Tennessee and Indianapolis. You won't watch that game. I don't care what the implications are.
I'll be on the air.
You still, you're not. If somebody doesn't tell you what the score is, you're not going to be paying attention.
He's
no, I, yeah. What do you say? Oh, Indiana and Tennessee, playoff implication. Nobody cares.
1 o'clock, the Rams visit the Jets. LA is a 3-point road favorite. Took you a fancy?
I am a fan of the crash and burn, and I always want to watch it, right? Here's what's going to happen.
You ready for this?
Yes.
I'm already telling you right now. Aaron Rodgers is going to finish with a bang, right? Mm. Going to be throwing the ball all over the place.
That's a good Rams defense, though, dude.
And these dummies are going to sign up for it again.
I can't believe it. He's going to lipstick on a picket.
Got him.
He has looked better.
Okay. Okay. Like, that's how it looks when you're old. You have those stretches.
The Eagles visit the Commanders. Philly is a 3.5-point road favorite.
Good game. I'm interested to see, like, people going to complain about Philly. But Philly is, I put Philly in the same kind of boat as Kansas City, but with a better run game. Because they just win games, like, and we want style points, and they just win games to the point where everybody in the franchise start getting frustrated about winning 10 games in a row. Just win the game. But the Commanders are good.
Mm-hmm.
How good? They seem to do the young people, the young player thing,
spunky,
where they have boneheaded mistakes. So, like, yeah, but they're good, and their quarterback is dynamic. So, yeah, that's going to be a good game.
Cardinals at Panthers. Moving on. Vikings at Seahawks. Take your fancy.
A little bit, not much. A little bit, not much. Like I just think we don't give the Vikings enough credit, and Seattle is, you know, the fastest turtle in that division, right? It's just a bad division, and. The Vikings are really good, and this whole thing is playing out like crazy in the NFC. It happened when we played, like when we were 15-1, people don't realize we had to win our last game because Atlanta was 14-2 that same year. So if we had lost a game, we wouldn't have had home field advantage. So it's a crazy thing how this is going to play out the last couple of weeks with all these teams, with where you got Detroit, you got Philly, and you got the Vikings, who nobody's talking about. If somebody slips up, any one of those teams could get the bye.
The Patriots visit the Bills. Buffalo's a 2-touchdown favorite at home. Take your fancy?
No.
Nah.
I'm so worn. Like, I turn on the TV now, and the Bills are playing, and it's a Josh Allen coronation. I just let go. Look at this. Look at the slide. He knows when to slide.
The only thing that would make it worse is putting Tony Romo on the call. You know he's going to have one eye on the phone because he loves his Josh Allen. Jaguars Raiders?
No. with a question.
And at 425
right?
From Miami Gardens.
Yep.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Yep.
The San Francisco 49ers visit. Not dead. They got a pulse.
Is it a pick'em? Because it was started off at
Miami Dolphins. Miami is a 1-point favorite at home.
So that means that they think that San Francisco is going to win.
Yeah, they think they're a slightly better team, yes.
Right.
Take your fancy?
Yes, of course.
Huh? My fancy is tickled.
I need something to talk about because, you know, Frog Boy is going to be playing show tunes the whole show.
Definitely.
Playing games.